Bonjour, dear ladies. Welcome to lesson 3 of our module on commitment. We started this module with focus and we are going to end it with inspiration. Now, lesson 2 actually overlaps a little bit with this lesson because ease and lightness foster inspiration, of course. Now, how is inspiration linked to commitment? It's much easier and much more fun to stick to a commitment when you are actually inspired to do so. And if your outer world is bleh and boring and uninspiring, then your inner world has a hell of a hard time to stay committed. So today we are going to infuse some inspiration into your home and into your life. And I probably oughtn't say that, but it's really one of my favorite lessons. Let's have a look at first of what inspires you. Which feelings spark inspiration? Or which kind of inspiration sparks which feelings for you? That made sense for me. I hope it makes sense for you too. For me, the example is the feeling of beauty and luxury. It's what I'm infusing in my whole house. Now, please notice that I said feeling. I'm living in a small house with a small garden. I'm not living in Versailles, okay? I have a minimalist, rather modern interior, not some sort of lavish Baroque furniture. But the feeling I created and I'm still creating in every room in the garden, and those of you who follow me on Instagram know that, it's one of beauty, of luxury, because that makes me feel happy. I feel held, I can spread, and I feel connected to my essence with ease and lightness. So whatever inspires you is, of course, highly personal. There is no right or wrong. It's yours. It's your jardin secret. It's not to any other person to say, not even your past self, not what you feel obliged to. Whatever you are inspired by right now is the right thing, okay? So please take your worksheet. First, let's have a look. What inspires you? Write down everything that comes to mind. Anything goes. The longer the list, the better. You want to have something to come back to on those days which happen when we feel utterly uninspired. Then, if you haven't included them in your list already, write down places, as in homes, buildings, houses, that inspire you. It can be a museum, it can be a friend's house, it can be something you saw in a magazine. Then, let's go back to the notes of your ideal day in Module 1, Lesson 1. What did you see there in your meditation that inspired you? Okay, by now you should feel well filled up with inspiration. So let's have a look at your commitment. How inspired are you? Think and feel the kind of inspiration that is connected to your commitment. You can also do the exercise on a scale of 1 to 10. How inspired are you with your commitment? What could you do more or better or different if you were even more inspired? Your ideal life, whatever that is one that is filled with inspiration. So today's exercise is one that will catapult you into that, that will inspire you to give yourself more, to go for the bigger idea, to think outside of the box, and feeling really that energy of inspiration coming from your home. Now, how are you going to do that? That's a question, right? You are going on a treasure hunt in your home and you are going to pull out all the good stuff you have and don't use or don't use regularly. For example, do you have several sets of china, several sets of cutlery, an ordinary one and a silver one, or these wonderful sheets you have been saving for a special occasion, or lingerie? Well, probably you have more than one or two sets, so the good ones you saved for that special moment. Or maybe you have a beautiful bottle of perfume, some stationery, a beautiful candle you saved for that special occasion. Or maybe it's a special wine or a special soap or a special gift voucher or that vase that hasn't seen flowers since your last birthday. I assume that by now you are already wearing your best clothes on a regular basis. But anything else in your home, that box of foie gras or that bottle of champagne, the moment is now. Treat yourself to the best you have. Maybe in the past you would feel guilty about that. Maybe it seemed like indulgent or wasteful or too luxurious. But this is your homework for this module, so you can blame it on me. You are under orders here, okay? So use the best you have already. No need to go out and spend a ton of money. Just go hunting on what you have already in your home to fuel your inspiration. Connect it to your vision. In order to make your life more special, you need to create special things. Remember, commitment. And for that, you need to make your everyday more special. So if ever there was a moment to share what you have found in the group, it's now. It doesn't matter how big or how small it is. What matters is the feeling of inspiration you get from it. Inspiration nearly always comes from something you have seen someone else doing. So do share your own inspiration. You will give forward big time. Let's inspire each other and, above everything, have fun. Thank you and have a beautiful weekend, my dear ladies. And I'll see you on Monday for the next module.